Welcome back. It is a Tuffy Auto Service Center's Jack and Tom Tuesday on The Drive with Jack Ebling. Four convenient locations, Tuffy Frandor, East Lansing, South Lansing, and West Lansing. Time to take your vehicle to Tuffy. Jack Ebling here with Cody Tucker of the Lansing State Journal. Cody, I want to welcome in Dr. John H. Braccio, Regional Psychological Services, drjohnb.com. Hello, John. How are you?
Well, I've been better with the loss, as you mentioned, yes, of one of the great guys I've ever known in my life, Ross Baldwin, but otherwise we move forward as best we can.
You know, you are normally the most optimistic, upbeat person I know. And you say never better when I ask you each week how you can be. And this was a tough week for a lot of people in and out of the area. Certainly for Lions fans coming on the heels of the passing of the great Yale Larry. Now Wayne Walker, number 55, and I think he played in the third most games of any Detroit Lion. Was the first to play 200 games as a Lion. Of course, the pride of Idaho, and went on. And I think his football career was great, John. You should have seen the reverence for him as a broadcaster in San Francisco. Did NFL games for a long time, but he was a sports anchor and became very good at it.
Well, the one thing about him, the thing that surprised me today, I mean, when I heard this, is that he was actually 80 years old. Then I realized I'm moving up the ladder myself, because I still think of him and just, you know, Mean Joe Smith. I just think of him as one of those incredibly tough characters, game after game. And then you realize the road of life, you know, 80 years old. Certainly was around a long time, but one of the great players that I certainly saw in the Lions, and just sad to see him go.
Doug Warren, I think we talked about that defense, and not the Les Bingaman defense from the early 50s, but the one much later after Walker joined the Lions in 58, and of course had the great season, lost three games by 3 points, and finished 11-3 in 62. But that defense was amazing, and with I think three exceptions, they're all gone.
Four. I just checked.
Gary Lowe was.
Yep, he's.
So we have four left out of the 11 players on that 62 defense.
Yeah, Joe Schmidt, obviously. Dick LeBeau, who's still coaching in the NFL with the Tennessee Titans now. Gary Lowe, of course, who was a defensive back on that team. And then the great Roger Brown is still living in Virginia.
Gary Lowe, a Michigan State product.
Yes.
Yep. I also want to talk for a minute about Ross Baldwin. And, John, a very sensitive subject, but you knew Ross Baldwin about as well as anyone since young John and Ross were best friends since they were 3 years old. Can you describe his essence and what his loss will mean to Mid-Michigan?
He was one of the kindest, one of the most just wonderful human beings, always wanted to make other people feel good, always came forward, and was always there. He was just a wonderful guy. And while he was certainly John's best friend, I spent limitless amounts of hours with him also, because we went to the games. We were with the family, with the Baldwins, just wonderful people. Just hard to believe that his wonderful wife, Rachel, and the children now. But he was one of those marvelous human beings that the fact he was alive makes the world so much better for all of us that knew him, because the memories are really so close, so near. It's even hard to talk about Ross, you know, without welling up a bit. He really was an incredible guy.
And our thoughts and prayers go out to Rachel and the family there, because you know, it's such an incredible shock when something like this happens. Rachel was as good a teacher as Zach and Allie Ebling had coming through the Okemos schools. And when I would see the two of them together at your tailgates, it seemed like they were just made for each other, that it was a perfect situation. You thought, you know, these are some really lucky people to have found each other.
Well, they were really happy. You know, it's one of those things that you keep the memories of the wonderful times and the things that we can pull back. And I think with Ross, with Rachel, with the wonderful children, with the overall family. It's a time of coming together, love, and really remembering that really one of the great people I've known in my life is now, we believe, in a better place in terms of where he is now, and we really all hope to be together again sometime. So at this point, we move forward, but the memories we have are just amazing. Last night, John and I were with a whole group of guys from the class of 96, and it was just 5.5 hours of just talk about Ross, and it was one story after another. And I do believe the funeral yesterday, the celebration, I'll call it, of Ross's life was amazing. That was just loaded, all the kids there from Catholic Central, the kids there from...
They were parking Oklahoma. A long way away, I'll tell you that.
Well, that, and so that was, I kind of look upon when you've had a great life that we want to look back and we want to celebrate and we want to remember the just the wonderful times, and really, there's no question that Ross will always be among those that the Brachos and the Baldwins, and certainly Rachel, and certainly her, you know, brother and mother. And it's just one of those things. We move forward in difficult waters, but we always can look back at the brightness, the sunshine, and we know in the future those two kids of his are going to be getting a lot of information from just hundreds of people about what an amazing fellow Ross was, and the memory still lives on in all of us.
John, I don't know whether it's part guilt, just great remorse, but we see so often when someone takes their own life that those who were close punish themselves or rack their brains and try to figure out what clues were there, how they could have helped, what they should have done. And sometimes there are no clues. It's not something that anyone could have prevented, but we all wish we could.
Well, that is really true, and I always indicate that. Unfortunately, in my work, I've been involved with many situations just different when it's someone you really love and care for in the whole family. I think in the case of Ross, I've done thinking myself, he just was a guy who helped everybody, and he just really wasn't able maybe to ask for help at the time when he could have needed it. He just never wanted to bother people. That was just the way he was, and he loved people. He loved everybody. He tried to do his best, and when you get to that point, whatever happens, we just aren't thinking clearly. And I do believe there are times that God just says, hey, I want you with me, and certainly that's going to be a great combination, and it's going to be difficult for all of us, particularly the wife, children, and the Baldwin family. But clearly, we will have the great memories, and we're all going to make sure the children, again, as I said, are aware of what an amazing fellow he was. And I do believe we will all eventually be together. That's a spiritual belief, and if you have it, it's really a strong bond to pull people together. But again, a giant is the likes of which we're really not going to be seeing again is moved on, but we have all the great memories. What a great guy he was.
And think about his coaching, Lansing Catholic, and all the other things that he was so involved with, touched so many people. And a lot of times, John, I think, as you mentioned, the person does not want to burden anyone else, and if they had just realized, if they had reached out, they'd showed any indication they needed help, they'd been lined up from here to Toledo.
Absolutely. Even John was saying that just a couple weeks ago, one of his good friends that was having a hard time, Ross was over there helping him. That was Ross.
John, thanks so much. I really appreciate your time. As always, I love these talks on Tuesday, and we have to get together very soon.
Sounds good, my friend. Bye-bye.
Dr. John H. Braccio, Regional Psychological Services, drjohnb.com. We'll be back with Cody Tucker. A lot more conversation with the Cowboy. And Terry Denbo will be joining us. It is our At Issue Hour. We're going to touch on the Michigan State situation. Not a whole lot to add. But we are going to talk about something else, and the tendency we have now to deify and vilify, and what that means in the sports world. We've seen a lot of it the last few days with the NBA playoffs. We'll be right back. A Drive with Jack and a Tuffy Auto Service Centers Tuesday.